Welcome to God's Laws for Business. In this session, we're examining part number two of the lessons on your mindset determines your destination. In part number one, we discussed the story of Isa, Tahira, and Ao. These three young men were living in the same city, but they had a total different mindset as they were making plans for the long and dangerous journey to the neighboring country. Realizing that those people that made that journey would achieve status, wealth, and influence. Well, these three men had different mindsets. Isa was first. He had a mindset of waiting for someone to help him, always looking for someone else, not looking at his own skills, not looking at what he could do. He was waiting for someone else to do it for him. I have observed this mindset in a number of people wanting to start a business. They're wanting the government to help them. They blame the bank because they didn't give them a loan. They blame their parents because they were raised in a certain situation. They're always blaming somebody else. Some people blame their situations in such a way that they want to leave their country. They want to find a new country, a better land. Is this your mindset? The second person that wanted to make the journey to the successful country next door was Tahira. Now, he had a different mindset. He was thinking that he could just copy someone else without doing his own research, without doing his own testing. Once again, we see this in many people that want to get started in business, especially for the first time. They see someone, like a neighbor, or maybe an uncle, or even their parents. They just say, well, I'll copy what they're doing, and then actually become competition against their friend. Then they enter the market, and they don't really know what to do. They don't know how business works. They've not experienced what they need to know when they're starting small and growing step by step. Is this you? Be honest. What is your mindset? Now, today, we're going to continue this story of Ao. He had a job. And it was a pretty good job, but he saw an opportunity to make some extra money just cleaning out horse stalls. At first, that looked like a very low job, and it didn't look very interesting, but he was willing to humble himself. In the process, he became friends with the managers of the horse stall and the horses. It was Mama and Papa hard work. And through discussions, he understood that they had made the trips many times themselves. They weren't fancy. They were not dressed up nice and neat. But the three things he learned were these three key elements that made it possible to be successful. Number one, working hard. Number two, learn from your own experiences and the experiences of others. And number three, invite God into every corner of your life. Let's proceed on with this story. This opportunity to learn from Mama and Papa hard work was a great example of God's leading. God did not miraculously make money appear in Ao's lap, but all the insight for his coming journey was worth its weight in gold. It was God's provision for him in that moment. Ao was refreshed to learn that the stable managers were not supernaturally strong or smart. Instead, they had learned from their experiences and the experiences of others, and they applied that knowledge to develop the skills God had given them. Every day on their journey, they stayed committed to the hard work of making slow and steady progress. It wasn't easy, but they refused to let depression and regret pull their gaze down to their shuffling and sore feet. Instead, Mama and Papa hard work turned their eyes upward and fixed their gaze on the hills. They invited God into every corner of their life, and they understood their hope was not limited to their own ability or the money in their pocket. They had access to an unlimited source of hope. They knew their Creator, the one who had made them and had made the heavens and the earth, including every mountain that they had to climb. This hope opened the door to joy. And with their heads lifted high, they never missed the gorgeous view at the top of the most exhausting climb or the small things in the valleys, like the beautiful grove of mango trees or the hidden streams. Mama and Papa hard work found joy in their journey. When they had climbed the most difficult sections, their strength had failed them or they had used all their resources, God miraculously provided for them. Those beautiful moments gave their hope a concrete foundation. They would carry that experience with them into the following seasons when God would offer his provision through the channel of hard work and sweaty hands. Ao was happily shocked. Mama and Papa hard work were so generous with their wealth of knowledge. It would have taken him years to learn each of these lessons. He realized they saw their health, talents, abilities, and even the little money that they had started with as gifts from God. They did not see themselves as owning their money or their skills. Instead, Mama and Papa Hard Work were managing the gifts God had given them. Recognizing the beauty in this, he determined to generously give these lessons to others when he had the chance. It wasn't easy, but A.O. had determined his mindset early on. It took more time than what he wanted to get started, and at times it seemed impossible to keep moving forward. But he did it. A.O.'s hard work, coupled with the knowledge from his mentors and his awareness of God's provision, joined together to take him further than he ever imagined possible. He successfully made the journey. Hallelujah! Just like Isa and Tahara and A.O., the journey of life stretches out in front of you. Their truth is your truth. Yes, your mindset determines your destination. Let's dig deeper into God's laws for business and discuss how this is going to help us as individuals. You see that each law is established through a 3-point test. Let's talk about them. Number one, is it undeniably true? Number two, is there biblically evidence of each of these laws? And number three, are each of these laws commonly found and relevant in today's business climate right now? On number one, I like to talk about the law of gravity. I talk about it all the time. You see, gravity is undeniably true. The law of gravity is the same in Africa, Asia, Europe, America, South America, any continent on this earth, gravity is still true. It's true for any language group, any culture group. It's true 100 years ago, 1,000 years ago, and I think you could all agree it's probably going to be true for all the time that this earth is in existence. A second test is validating that there's biblically evidence of each of the laws in God's laws for business. I like to use the law of quality. Jesus turned water into wine. And it wasn't just a little bit of water, and it wasn't just a little bit of wine, but it was on the third day. And normal in a wedding, a person would bring out the poorest quality of wine at the end, not the best. The head of the wedding stated, "Wow, you have brought out the absolute best wine at the end." This is a statement of quality. And if you look closely throughout the Word of God, you'll see the laws of God's laws for business throughout the Bible. Point number three is it commonly found and relevant in today's business climate. If you watch any business that succeeds, you should be able to watch and observe that many of these laws, and probably all of these laws we present, are in that successful business. And in converse, if you find a business that has failed or is about to fail, you should look at that and find out what system, what part, what section, what law has been violated in order for that business to fail. You can start seeing this if you just watch. A successful business follows God's laws for business, and the unsuccessful business will fail if they don't follow these laws. In these lessons for God's laws for business, we have identified what we believe are the top 12 laws of God. And we believe that if you understand these, they are like a chain. They will pull you out of poverty. Let's review them briefly. Number one, starting with what you have. Many people want a big loan and start too big. Number two, research and experimenting and testing. Many people want to start just now without doing this, copying someone else. Law number three, the law of quality. If you want to be successful, you must have quality. It's a slow death. If your business has poor quality, and it will eventually die. Law number four, the law of customer development. Well, every business must have customers. And if you don't learn how to develop those customers into repeat and referral customers, you're going to also have a slow death. Law number five, systems. You see, we all want profit. And profit comes from efficiency. And efficiency comes from being able to create systems and systems that produce a predictable end result. Law number six, growing step by step. We understand that in talking with bankers, the two things that cause most businesses to fail is they start too big. And number two, they grow too fast. Both of those are a law of growing step by step. Number seven, creating value. When you have a product or service, you must be able to convince in some way that a customer would take money out of their pocket and exchange it for what you have to sell them. They must see that your product or service is creating value in their life. That's what happens in a meal. I take money out of my pocket because I'm hungry, and I exchange my money for food, and hopefully good food, nutritious food, and that's creating value. the law of record keeping. This is one that most entrepreneurs really don't enjoy, including myself. But without good record keeping, you really don't know what's going on. Keeping good records and understanding those records are probably your very best consultant you will ever have. Law number 9, competition. Don't believe that you're going to be the only one ever doing anything. You might start to be the first person, but if it's successful at all, other people are going to join you. You actually want competition. That will make you better. Law number 10, personal and employee development. Well, as you grow and you might have some employees, they're going to copy you. And if you don't have good personal business habits, that's what you're going to get. They're going to copy you. Law of generosity. Sometimes we think generosity of just money. Well, we're going to talk about money in this law, but it's more than that. It's the ability to be generous with your time. Also be generous with your knowledge, like we learn in the story that we just finished. And last but not least, financial management. You see, we actually put this intentionally at the very end. Yes, you need to be able to manage your finances, but a lot of people want that first. They want the money first. But we say, get all these other steps working together like the links in a chain, and then you will have money, and you're going to have to manage it. You're going to have to understand how your money is handled. And one of the big keys is not co-mixing your personal money with your business money. We include scripture in our lessons because we believe God's a part of everything we do. Let's hear Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20, the NIV version. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us. As we end this session, it's important that you take action. Take some steps towards a better mindset. Do you believe that something as simple as a mindset shift can impact and shape your future? Can it lead to success or to failure? Where have you observed this in your life already? What about your family members or friends? Where have you witnessed that someone's current situation in life was a result of their good or bad mindset? Learn from these experiences. This is how you learn, by watching and observe others along with your own personal experiences. Now you can take time to examine your mindset over the next few days. Do you see yourself as a victim? Or do you trust in God's sovereign power? Do you believe that God wants you to succeed? Some people don't. Do you believe that God has given you a unique skill set to form a successful life? Because He has. You must think this way. He has done this for you. But you must take action. Identify areas where your mindset is pulling you in a wrong direction. It's essential that you address this now at this stage in your life. Let's end this session with a great confession. Learn this. Memorize it. It has the power to help change your mindset. Let's say it together. Say it loud enough that you can hear it with your own ears. My ultimate boss is God. I am made in His image. I have the ability to create excellent things with my mind. I can work hard with my hands. God has given me unique skills and talents so that I can provide for myself and others. I am loved by God. I am special in His sight. And I will not waste the gifts that He has given me. Join us for the next session as we dive deeper into how your mindset determines your future.